Local private LLM workflows advance. Recent community projects are pushing the boundaries of local private AI, focusing on both user autonomy and technical sophistication. One notable effort explores using local language models, LLMs, such as Qwen 2.57b8b, running with Llama.cpp and consumer GPUs, to convert complex HTML pages into high-quality markdown. Unlike traditional tools like readability or HTML2Text, this approach leverages LLMs to dynamically generate extraction strategies and quality assessments for each site. The script first analyzes the site type, then uses beautiful soup to target key content areas, and finally has the LLM generate JSON-formatted extraction rules. If the resulting markdown is subpar, the system iteratively refines its strategy, learning over time, all while running entirely offline. This is a promising demonstration of how small, local LLMs can outperform static rules, especially on noisy or modern sites. However, the system still struggles with media-heavy or JavaScript-rendered content, highlighting the persistent challenge of working without browser rendering. Meanwhile, the push for advanced local agents continues with open-source initiatives like Dungeo AI, a fully local AI dungeon master for solo role-playing games. Running atop a Llama and integrating with text-to-speech systems, it maintains persistent memory, dynamically simulates encounters, and expands lore based on user interaction. While still early in development, such projects illustrate how local LLMs are lowering the barrier for creative, privacy-preserving AI experiences, even in domains as complex as D&D worldbuilding. The agent ecosystem is also seeing rapid evolution. The Mirao Agent 14B base model, derived from Qwen 2.5-S14B Instruct, now supports OpenAI's function calling format. This enhancement enables seamless compatibility with established tool and function APIs, allowing the model to autonomously plan, execute, and handle exceptions in multi-turn tool calling scenarios. With supervised fine-tuning and direct preference optimization, Mirao Agent Base provides a robust foundation for building more sophisticated, RL-enhanced agents. AI-driven software engineering in practice. AI-assisted development is moving from hype to daily reality for many engineers. One practitioner, after 18 months of experimentation, has settled on a pragmatic workflow. GitHub Copilot for real-time in-editor suggestions, Claude Code for complex refactoring, notably outperforming GPT-4o in this niche, GPT-4o for code explanation and debugging, and Cursor.h for contexts requiring larger context windows. For quick prototyping, Replit's Ghostwriter shines. Interestingly, voice input, once considered a gimmick, has become integral, with tools like Whisper and Willow Voice enabling natural, detailed feature descriptions. The key lesson is that AI should augment, not replace, manual review and critical thinking. AI excels at reducing boilerplate and accelerating implementation for well-understood features, but human oversight remains essential, especially for test coverage and edge cases. This philosophy is echoed in the Open Cursor project, which replicates the core workflow of the Cursor agent and demonstrates end-to-end AI-driven development. The entire project, including code and documentation, was generated by prompting the Cursor chat panel with no manual code editing. The result: a fully functional snake game, complete with responsive design, controls, scoring, and modern styling, all created by an AI agent. This showcases the growing maturity of AI-powered agents for rapid prototyping and educational purposes, while also underscoring the need for clear configuration, robust tool integration, and human review. Another impressive feat comes from a developer who orchestrated a code compile test loop with Gemini 2.5 Pro, resulting in a fully standards-compliant HTTP 2.0 server, 15,000 lines of code and 30,000 lines of tests, all passing conformance checks. The process relies on a framework for structuring long LLM workflows, and while the resulting server is more a curiosity than production-ready, it offers a real-world glimpse of what 100% LLM-architected and coded applications might look like. The framework itself remains open source and could, in principle, be adapted to support local models via OpenAI-compatible APIs. Reasoning LLMs, RL and pre-training breakthroughs. New research is pushing the limits of small language models on reasoning tasks, with reinforcement learning, RL, and smarter pre-training strategies at the core. Xiaomi's MiMo 7B stands out as a 7B parameter model born for reasoning. trained from scratch with reasoning-focused pre-training and expanded supervised fine-tuning SFT datasets. Crucially, MIMO-7B's RL-tuned variants match or surpass much larger 32B models on challenging math and code reasoning tasks such as AIM-24 and even rival OpenAI's O1 Mini in some benchmarks. This success challenges the notion that only large models benefit from RL, suggesting that the reasoning potential of the base model is just as critical as post-training. NVIDIA's Ace Reason Nemotron 1.17B, built atop the Qwen 2.5 Math 7B base, takes a similar approach, strong SFT followed by RL. The model achieves record-high results for Qwen 2.5 to 7B-based reasoning models, with double-digit improvements over its predecessor and competitive results across AIME and LiveCodeBench benchmarks. Interestingly, while RL narrows the performance gap between weaker and stronger SFT models, starting with a robust SFT baseline remains key to maximizing final performance. The open publication of checkpoints and technical details is a boon for the research community, supporting further advances in tool-augmented and private research settings. Menlo's Jan Nano, a compact 4B parameter model, is specifically optimized for deep research tasks and seamless integration with Model Context Protocol (MCP) servers. Its evaluation on simple QA benchmarks using an MCP-based methodology highlights its effectiveness in tool-augmented environments. Jan Nano's design reflects a broader trend, building models that are not only accurate, but also natively compatible with modern research workflows and protocols. Quartet, native FP4 training on Blackwell GPUs. A technical milestone is on the horizon with Quartet, a new algorithm enabling large language model training in native FP4, 4-bit floating point, precision on NVIDIA Blackwell 5090 hardware. Quartet's research demonstrates that FP4 training, once considered too lossy, can be both efficient and, in many cases, optimal compared to higher precision alternatives like FP8. The codebase, including the core kernels, to be released soon, will allow researchers and practitioners to experiment with and deploy FP4 training on commercial hardware. As LLMs continue to grow, advances like these are critical for reducing resource requirements and making high-performance models more accessible. Expressive AI speech and dialogue generation. 11 Labs has unveiled 11 V3 Alpha, their most expressive text-to-speech TTS model yet. With support for 70-plus languages and the ability to control emotion, delivery, and even audio effects via inline tags, 11 V3 enables dynamic conversations between multiple speakers with context sharing and emotional depth. The new text-to-dialogue feature weaves together multiple voices for seamless, natural interactions, an important step toward more engaging AI-driven conversations and audio content. The public API is forthcoming, and for now, self-serve users can access the model at significant discounts. Autonomous agents, tools, and offline voice control. The agent landscape is flourishing with new frameworks and offline-first initiatives. The GPT-Agents.py project offers a minimalist, single-file, multi-agent LLM framework, prioritizing clarity and hackability with no external dependencies. This simplicity could help demystify agent architectures and lower the bar for experimentation. On the application front, offline voice-controlled agents are becoming a reality with the upcoming version of AI Runner. By leveraging contextually aware LLMs, users will soon be able to search and browse the internet using voice commands, entirely offline. This shift not only enhances privacy, but also brings AI assistants closer to being practical, always available tools for everyday tasks. Educational tools are keeping pace as well. Remind is an AI-powered study companion that transforms notes from various formats into summaries, key points, and interactive quizzes. By prompting users with spaced recall questions at strategic intervals, 2, 7, and 30 days, Remind applies evidence-based learning techniques to improve retention, demonstrating how AI can augment not just productivity, but also human cognition. Software infrastructure, ledgers, mock servers, and compiler updates. Beyond AI, foundational software infrastructure is evolving. Double-entry ledgers, long a staple in finance, are gaining traction as a modeling primitive in broader software systems. The PG Ledger project brings a pure PostgreSQL ledger implementation to developers, advocating for ledgers as a default tool for tracking state changes, auditing, and error detection. This approach promises greater transparency and reliability, especially in systems that require immutable histories and atomic state transitions. Databricks' acquisition of Neon, a serverless Postgres company, is another sign of shifting database paradigms. Neon's architecture separates storage from compute, allowing for rapid scaling and features like database branching and forking, capabilities that have proven especially attractive to AI agents. Remarkably, over 80% of new Neon databases are now created by AI agents rather than humans, highlighting the growing operational role of autonomous software in modern data infrastructure. For developers building robust networked applications, MSE6 provides a mock HTTP TLS server designed to test client resilience against abnormal behaviors, such as slow responses, corrupt encoding, and unexpected disconnects. By simulating real-world edge cases, SS ensure that client software is battle-tested and reliable. The GNU Compiler Collection, GCC 13.4, has also been released, addressing over 129 bugs and regressions from the 13.3 release. While this is a maintenance update, the sheer number of fixes underscores the ongoing effort required to maintain the backbone of open-source software development. Section, multimodal, and world foundation models. NVIDIA's Cosmos Predict 2 family introduces diffusion-based world foundation models capable of generating physics-aware images, videos, and world states from text, image, or video prompts. With versions ranging from 2B to 14B parameters, Cosmos Predict 2 supports high-quality image and video generation for research and physical AI development. The models are positioned as foundational blocks for further applications and are ready for commercial use under NVIDIA's Open Model License. Such multimodal models are increasingly important for simulating and reasoning about complex environments, opening new frontiers in both AI research and practical deployment.